we realized last week that there are really three sugyas that are interlocked to one another. Starting with that Gemara in Daf Chaf about Kasul Yisrael no kosher, the Gemara in Yuvavos Kol Gimel about Sandal Shalom Avedizora Lo Tachlos Chazal Nesas Kshera, and the Gemara Shana Daf Kav Ches about Shofar Shel Avedizora or Shofar Shel Avedizachas, whatever the scenarios are. So these three sugyas are interlocked in actually multiple ways. They were interconnected to one another in the first half of our discussion about Ksusim Echtashira, and they may part ways, and the Shoshana may be different, and Shofar may be different, and the Chalitza may be different, and different kinds of types of Ksusim Echtashira do and do not apply. That was the first half of the sugya. And the second way that the sugyas became interrelated, interconnected to one another, was this potential Issa L'Chadchil of doing something. So that potential Issa L'Chadchil appears in Rosh Hashanah. That potential Issa, again, according to our shittas that we may not accept, but that potential Issa exists in the world of Mitzvah Slehanas Nenu. This potential Issa L'Chadchila in Yavam is called Gimel about Los Achlos. That potential is actual. The Gemara does use the words Los Achlos. And in Gittin of Chof, it's unclear whether there is such an Issa L'Chadchila. So Taisa said absolutely yes, and the Rambam and the Torah don't seem to mention it, seem to assume that there is none. So we started to mix and match and try to understand what was going on, and we basically reached the conclusion that there's a really fundamental machlokes rishonim that presents itself as their yesh b'farshim versus the Ramban. It presents itself in a sugya. The question is, do we really have to reckon with these external, almost tangential hana'os of the heter that she can now get married? She can get married either in Gittin Daf Chof, or she can get married in Yivam Eskov Gimel. Kishof is not creating any heter when getting married, so we'll leave that out of the shidduch scene right now. But these two gemaras, Yivamus and Gittin, so at the end of the day, there is some kind of hana'ah here. There's some kind of I'll use the word tangible hana'ah. I don't mean that in the literal sense, halachically. But there's some real live hana'ah here that Aish is now able to remarry. Do we take that into consideration or not? So the Rishon were all up in arms that, yeah, we should. We talk, we should take that. That's a problem. And the Ramban Yesh Mefarshim was so worried that it's a problem, that it's taka is a problem. For Maisa, it is a problem. And it's that tangential hana'ah that results in lo tachlitz bo. And that's it is a deraisa. She is being nehneh from this sandal shechalitza. And the parallel is an agamar that's probably she deserves toisus. She is being nehneh from this get. And that's a real bona fide isa deraisa of hanah. Now, even those rishonim who shied away from that, like the Ramban who said it can't be, there can't be a real isa here, because there's a real isa here. So then, but the evidence should impact it based on the Ramban's reading of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the controversial reading on Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches. You have a Lomahani bigger reading, you know. We are the ones who say it's no good. That whole story we spoke about last week. So, Taka, why is there no Isra no here al shem nisuin? So, the Ridva already added to this, and the Ridva said that it's too far removed, that it's almost like a grumma. I'm not being nene for the shoe, or in the parallel case, the get, I'm not being nene for the paper. So, yes, it's true, there is a hano that's resulting. But in the rules that govern Yisrael, no, it's too far-fetched, too far removed, too indirect, and that's the reason why we can able to ignore that hanah. I while a tachlitz bo, it's a mios, it's a this, it's a that, it's a very, very low-level kind of nisar. But in terms of the real heart and soul of Yisrael, no, there is none. Not because the hanah getting married is not important. We're all for marriage. We like marriage. We like people getting married. It's worth a lot of money to get married. But to say that that's a violation of a direct Israel, no, that's too far-fetched. So Bein Lefi Yesh Mefarshim, Bein Lefi HaRidva's ultimate rejection of the Yesh Mefarshim, Rabat's ultimate rejection of the Yesh Mefarshim, we're not minimizing Hanos Nisuin. We're just saying that either it is really a problem, that's the Yesh Mefarshim, or it's not a problem because of this quirk of Hanos Derech Rama.
According to the Ritva, why is Lo Tachlos then no good?
Who says no good? It says lo tachlos im chotchos l'shem. It is good b'diavad. You want to know why is there an issa? Why is there an issa l'chadchila? So, like the Ramban said, it's a mius. It's nirik ilu avid of an azar. Some very very low level kind of avid azar, but it's not isir hanav deraisa l'hidvach is nisht. So I want to take a step back.
Would that go for all isir hanav, or that indirect?
Yeah, that's what the Ritva is saying. That there's a cloud that governs. This is more of an Isra'an Osugi than a Chalitza Sugi. Right. But I want to take a step back and I want to analyze why did Rishonim even bother with the cash in the first place? Is that Hanah of getting married even something we should be on our radar screen? We should even begin to reckon with altogether? After all, why don't we just simply apply Four words. What are the four words? Now, don't tell me a story. Oh, it's not really a mitzvah thing. Mitzvah is not between you and me. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah. Come on, we know that. The Gemara has it by tevila b'mikvah. Come on, they have to shem tevila b'mikvah. It's not really a mitzvah. It's out there. That's what Tosfos said in Nida. The Gemara says by chalitza. Come on, they have to reshar them. Come on, that's not it. Get. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah. Mitzvah means religious experiences, religious actions, religious connotations are not subject to Yisrael not. Al zelo nema Yisrael no. So why are the Rishonim bothered? Why did the Ritva, why did the Rabbi call the Yesh Rafarshim who was so tzitzit about the Yisrael no that they're willing to say there's innocent deraita here? And the Ritva had to save the day by salvaging and say, oh, by the way, it's derech haram and therefore don't bother me. Understand? Call it what it is. It's hanot, and it's still okay because mitzvah yonasdenu. Why did the Rishonim shy away from applying the rule of mitzvah yonasdenu to that very hanot that we're being done on, namely the hetin nisuin? So the parashas advarim is because these Rishonim were looking at the sugya of Yevamos Kuf Gimel through the eyes of Rosh Hashanah Kav Chesed and Aleph, and they realized that the halacha puts a brakes on mitzvah yonasdenu. Mitzvah Zalitzu is not all-encompassing. It's not 100% true. It's not all, you know, always true. And we have the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we had in the Maamar Kamos, where the Gemara talks about the very shaila of a person who took a neder that he's not going to use the mikvah. So he's not allowed to, quote-unquote, get hanof in the mikvah. So the Gemara says, no problem, I'm a rabbi. Now the Baruch Hashem, we paskin mitzvah. If we would have paskin like Rav Yehuda in the old days, but ochen vei. But Baruch Hashem says, Rav, I'm a Rav, I came to the realization that mitzvahs are lovely house that knew. Therefore, you can type in the mikvah, no problem. But what did Rav say? Rav said, the buck stops here. What did Rav say? Rav put the brakes on. What did Rav say? It's only what? In the wintertime. In the summertime. Why? Why not in the summertime? What's wrong with the summertime? What's wrong with the summertime? It's a mitzvah. It's no mitzvah to go become Torah in the summertime. Only the wintertime. So the Ran says in Maseches Nedarim, Maseches Lashana, the Ran says the answer is very, very clear. That the Gemara is telling us mitzvah of the Yonasidu is not an all-encompassing heter. Mitzvah of the Yonasidu means the hanos hamitzvah, the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself does not constitute a hanos hamura b'tayra. This is in contrast to Rav Yehuda. Rava came to the realization that when you want to be magdar, no, the Torah says there's an issur of hanos. You took a neder, now it becomes also bano. This is an avodah zarah, this is an asherah, this is a this is a bas mechol, this is petach. The concept of hanor is a halachic concept. So the Gemara is being mad. The first thing hanor. So the Gemara says hanor mitzvahs nishken hanor. But the hanor is a goof that occurs simultaneously to the hanor hamitzvah. Who says it's called hanor? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches. Why? Because that category of mitzvah yonasdenu doesn't encompass the nos aguf, even though the nos aguf is happening simultaneously. I'm going in, I'm getting gevaldiket, it's gemak, it's geschmack, it's cool, it's refreshing. At the same moment I become tahor, so the becoming tahor part, we can hide by mitzvah yonasdenu. But the refreshing of the body, we can't.
Wait.
So, l'chora, it's that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches Min Aleph that was the engine driving the Yesh B'Farshim, that was the engine driving the necessity of the Ritva to deflect the Yesh B'Farshim. But I'll tell you a secret. I'm not sure that all those Rishonim, I don't want to say not right, but I'm not so sure that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is even saying. If that's what all the Rishonim are holding on to for dear life, that Gemara about Teva Bavi Masek Shem, Lovi Masek Chama, I don't know with absolute certainty that that is what the Gemara is actually saying. Because in between the lines, tucked away in some manuscript hidden for hundreds of years in some place in Europe, was a Me'iri on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And there's a Me'iri in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that quotes from Rishonim, who clearly learned a different pshat in that Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So let's take a look at the Me'iri. The second part of the second, you know, bold print. I found in some written works of some Rishonim, Sha'af im hoysa hanos aguf, it's the reference of kibah mitzvah, b'shasas yisa mitzvah. Any other hanos aguf that's simultaneous to a mitzvah is covered by the mitzvah of the others they do. But, wait a second. Hoyl the ain hano le guf achra siyasa mitzvah, mutter. As long as there's no outstanding, lasting hano post the gemara mitzvah, I'm good with that, says the Meiri's Yesh Befarshim. Mutter, shahano sa guf habo bishaskim ha mitzvah ain anech sheves le klum. The fact that I'm getting a dip and I'm cool and I'm comfy, that's klum. It's a zero. It's not on the regular screen in halacha. Aye, what I do with the Gemara about the Ma'ayin of Yisachav, Tam is the Ma'ayin of Yisachama, who? She'af li achre mitzvah ma'asik ha'guf ha'noa mimena. Mitzad ma'ashin is karir. That's different. Because in the case of the Ma'ayin, I'm being nene noch the tefillah. When you go swimming, it's 95 degrees outside, you go dip into a nice, cool, chilly pool, when do you feel good? When you're in the pool. But when else do you feel good?
After.
You come out, you feel refreshed, you feel geschmack, you feel nice and cool already. Not as hot anymore. For the next 10 minutes, it'll get hot again. But for that short amount of time, you feel good and refreshed. Says the Meiri, B'tzas pirushem shel gedei leharabonim. I found this, you say? That hanos haguf is not the problem by the Ma'ayan. Hanos haguf is helpful. So that we can deal with. We can handle that. We can survive. We can call that, put it under the heading of a mitzvah and call it a day. What's really bothering me, says the task the farsh mitzvah rabbanim, is because in the case of the Ma'ayan, there's a continuation of the hanos. There's post the mitzvah, and that's a problem. So just for pure, complete, and total intellectual honesty, the baby doesn't think this pshat is right. He thinks the first pshat, the Ran's pshat, the conventional wisdom is Hanos HaGuf is always a concern you have to reckon with. He thinks that's the Ebes Lamidai, but he does quote the second dissenting view. Anyone know who in the world that dissenting view was?
Rashi?
I don't know about Rashi, I don't know. I'm not sure. It may be the Rashba. There's a Rashba tucked away in the second parak of Maseches Nedarim that probably was that view. Now, the Rashba doesn't say it black on white, but based on a complicated sugi, beginning of the second parak of Maseches Nedarim, a kasha that the Rashba asks, it would appear that he was buying into that view. So we're going to call it either the Rashba, we'll call it the Meiri's Yesh. If I keep on using the terms, if I say Rashba, you know what I mean. I say the Meiri, you know what I mean. Even though the Rashba didn't say it 100% clear, the Meiri actually rejects it. But if you hear the words out of my mouth for the next half hour, Meiri or Rashba, just know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this pshat of the Ktzas Gedolim with Farish
Haravon. Is it also the Yesh Mefarish? You say that they...
Wait. Hold. I don't want to put that Yesh Mefarish in yet. Not yet. Maybe even then. So now, in light of this Rashba slash Meiri Shita, let's go back to Hashanah Kav Chesed and Aleph and say, wait a second. There is no absolute klal that Hanos HaGuf is something we have to reckon with. And once you say there's no absolute klal Hanos HaGuf is something you have to reckon with, then the Yesh Befarish and the Ramban totally falls by the wayside. And even the Ritva's necessity of a diuk that it's on the Grama falls by the wayside. According to this Rashba slash, we have a new pshat in the Gemara. That I don't have to be worried about this before. This doesn't bother me. Why does the Gemara say Yevamos Kuf Gimel Lo Sachlos? That's for me. It was for the Rabbanan, for Maisla, for stories. I tell you, a half dozen reasons for the Rabbanan. But Midaraisos, the Hanoi, the Hanoi. You know why? Because it's Hanos HaGuf is bottled to Hanos Mitzvah. So probably all of you are looking at me and saying, wait a second. I know what you're going to ask me. You say, wait a minute. The Heter Nisuin is when? It's after. So isn't the Heter Nisuin the halach equivalent of the tefillah b'mikvah in the summertime? So if we had our magic marker, which we just got permission from MTA to use, I don't have it though. If we had the magic marker on the board, we would say this is the halach equivalent. Could you imagine this equation you see on the board? Tefillah on a hot summer day in a cool spring is the halachic equivalent of being back on the Shidduch Chassid. That's what you said, right? These are both examples of Hanos HaGufs that go past the moment of Kiyum HaMitzvah. So how am I telling Yishtikul Torah, I'm having a tie against the Ritva's Yesh Befarshim, I'm having a tie against the Ramban's Yesh Befarshim, I'm having a tie against the Ritva, why did they drain Yaakov? Didn't they realize that Hanos HaGuf is okay, Hanos HaGuf is covered? No, I'm talking about Sobolovsky, Hakmir Shainik. Even those Rishonim say Hanos HaGuf is okay, but Medrash Rambam, they only said it when the Hanos HaGuf is simultaneous to the mitzvah. But afterwards, everybody agrees it's a problem. Otherwise, you're stuck in the hot mikvah. How, what do you do with the hot day in the cold mikvah? The Gemara says, Pel Moli, Mayan, Amud, and Nabi, Mayan, Tevel, and Mesik, Shabbat, and Mesikam. You can't ignore the Gemara. You can't take a scissor and cut out that Gemara. Omar, Ravam, right? We had the Gemara together. Mayan, Bibay, Sechama, Eino, Tevel, Bay. So obviously, Hanasa Guf, that outlives the Hanasa Mitzvah, is for sure something you have to reckon with. And therefore, the Ritva and the Yesh Refarsh, everyone's cash is on board. I'm still going to stick to my guns. I want to understand these Yesh Mefarsh, not the Yesh Mefarsh. I want to understand the Rashba. I want to understand the Meiris Yesh Rabbanim. I want to understand the nuance of difference between Peshas Baisa versus the Achad Baisa. I want to fine tune that distinction. Again, the Meiri already said he doesn't like this shot. The Rashba thought it was a Rebsha. Yesh Mefarsh, Bibelim Rabbanim thought it was a Rebsha. So I want to fine tune that difference. Do you understand that difference, Baruch? Very, very fine tune that difference. Any Hanos, Hagwuf that happens simultaneously is okay. Any Hanos that happens afterwards is a problem. I can understand that in one of two ways. Either I can understand that distinction through very, very lumdish ways, to a mamish hagdor b'deraisa, namely that anytime I do an action, we have to size up what possible hanos am I getting? Am I getting hanos A, B, C, D, F, whatever the different hanos are, and then we have to ask ourselves, are those hanos mutar or not? But I'm tevel in the mikvah b'mal sechama, I'm getting two hanos. There's no question of being nana that I'm now tahor. That's a good, positive thing. That's a halachic, you know, ramification. That's a good, wonderful consequence going to the mikveh. That's hanor potential, number one. Number two is, I got a nice cool dip today, huh? Summer, July day. So we have to look at those potential hanors and see what any one of those two actions, a violation of liyachal devarah, any one of them is considered to be hanor. So baruch Hashem, we pass like rava, mitzvah not be honest. So the fact that I became tahor, that gets crossed off. That's not a problem. But I cooled off. So it could be that on the level of the Araisa, when you do something that has Hanos Mitzvah and Hanos Aguf, on the level of the Araisa, the Hanos Aguf is Botel, the Hanos Mitzvah. The Iker Maisa that you're doing is Nikra Hashem the Mitzvah. There's an Iker, there's a Tochel, it's a Svar the Araisa. All Hanos that accompany the Hanos Mitzvah are Batelos and Vutelos and Tfelos to the Ikra Hanos. The Ikra Hanos, the real reason why I'm going to this Mayan is not to go for a cool dip. If I want to go dip, I go swimming. I go to the pool. The reason why I'm going to this cool mikvah, when you're going to be a Riz mikvah, it's a hot day in Tzfat, it's July, and you've been walking around Tzfat and Tver, you're roasting, you're sweating and everything, and you go to the Riz mikvah. Can someone please explain to you why you're going? I'll tell you where you're going. You're going because it's a gewaldike mitzvah. Somebody told you that if you go there, it's a school for doing tshuva before you die. 100%. I'll tell you a million years, it's a gewaldike mitzvah. You know, it's great. I'm all for it. I love that. It's also a hot day. You're not going because it's a hot day. If you were going because it's a hot day, you'd go get into the bus, go to Kinneret, and go to Aquakef or something. Like, yeah, I can go into everything mikvah to cool off. So the ikar maisa that you're doing is nikra shem the mitzvah, and all hanos that come at the same time, but betelos and mutalos to the mitzvah. And that's a svardir aisa. Nilchas yisrael, that's a svardir aisa. But the problem is, by Medrash Rambam, it's botel. When can you say that svar that it's botel, it's tofel to the hanos on mitzvah? When? If it's what? If it's done together, it's simultaneous. But the minute that there are hanos that are schlepping zechal, 10, 20 minutes later, you still feel nice and cool. You get back on the bus, you're better off than you were beforehand. When you get back at the Tzion's bus, right? Everyone knows? Tzion, remember Tzion, the bus driver? You won't believe it. So just as a total, so I have to share with you. The hashkocha prata she'ein kamayu is the wildest thing that happened. Purim night, we just finished laying the Megillah in our shul, and then I was eating already, then they had the second lady, for the women, you know, come for the second lady. They just finished both Kriyas and Megillahs. So I'm getting ready to get it. Chagigas, whatever, a guy knocks at my door. So I open the door, and I was sure he wanted tzedakah or something, you know, and he starts to talk to me in Hebrew, looking for my wallet, you know what I'm saying, yeah? He says, is this a slach? I say, yesh old mikra Megillah po. I said, the man, he's old mitzayer, the kvang amru. Ah, chaval. If we yeshu megillas, I told him. I think they sure, and I checked online. They sure and talking only a half hour. There's a late Megillah reading, 10 o'clock. And I said, go around, give him the address. He puts it into ways, you know. So we're ready to go out. So he says to me right before he walks out, Israeli guy, regular Israeli, full fledged Israeli guy. Like a model Israeli guy. He says to me, I recognize you from somewhere. I said, Meifo. I said, like Paul, he's a Tommy. He said, I could be. I said, He's looked at me for another minute. He said, "Tamakir Tzion." So we took a selfie together on Purim. I said, "Ani shlach zetzion here." So I said, "For something about Purim and Tzion, we bump into it." Then I remembered that Meir Yaakov told me, like 2 years ago, he was going somewhere on Purim, and he was driving like in the middle of nowhere. He sees Tzion and his entire family, all the bus drivers. They were having a barbecue, like on the side of the road, like a Purim Suda. All the bus drivers, the whole Chevra, Abba, you know, and everyone knows all these guys, right? I've got half the names, whatever it was. They're all mamash having, so something about Purim, like, seriously, anyway, they're so excited. Like, what were the odds that I helped my family Chris and Miguel with one of Tzion's drivers? I was like, so excited. Anyway, okay, back to the story. So the guy's getting onto the bus. When he got off the bus, he was miserable. He gets onto the bus. He's thrilled. He's calm. It's happy. He's smiling. Why? Why is he so happy? Because he went to the Ari's mikvah 10 minutes ago. And now he's cool and refreshed. So the chora, that's a sferdi araisa. That any hanor that accompanies the mitzvah is both the mitzvah and that comes afterwards is a davar b'vnei atzmo. That's the Pashas and his Rishayim. So there are some who want to argue that's not true. There's some who suggest that's not what these Rishayim really mean. But the Rishayim means as follows. Midda Araisa. If your Maisa is called the Maisa no, or not called the Maisa no. So let's be down. And what is your Ika Kavanas Advar? What is your Ika Maisa Nikra'al? You're going to the mikveh to become tor. It's true you're getting hanos now, and it's true you're getting hanos later. All those hanos, bein bishas ma'is, bein yach ma'is, really mean a terrible bottle to your ma'is, because it's one ma'is. So just to clear your ma'is, it'll be a ma'is ha'mutter, because it's a nikva shem, hanos ha'mitzvah. And that's it, in that Torah, it doesn't bother me that you're feeling comfortable and cool and refreshed in an hour from now. This is irrelevant. What's the problem? The problem is as follows. When you go into that mikvah, so it's true that the ma'isa of going into the mikvah per se, the ma'isa tvila is a mutadika ma'isa, and any hanor that results from that ma'isa tvila will be mutar, even if it's something that's felt when you're on the bus an hour later. What's the problem? What's the problem with that mikvah? How long does the ma'isa tvila take? How long does it take to be tovah? 1 second.
You're not
what does coming out mean? The second that my hair, for some people, the first hair that exits, so the first scalp that exits, the tefillah is over. And you're assuming like the Kesav Mishnah that you have to come out. That's not so poshut at all. But whatever it is, what's the problem?
You're still in the water.
How hot is it outside?
95 degrees.
95, 40 Celsius, whatever it is. I'm telling you. 95 degrees outside. And how cold is the water? 55 in every mikvah. What do I feel right now? Gashmak. What's the problem?
You're getting enough in the water and you're not being
cold.
It's not even shas. That subsequent hanor is not mityachis to the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah's over. The resulting hanor is over. There's a new ma'isa now. The new ma'isa, I'm sitting in the water now and enjoying myself. That's a problem. Min ha-Torah. Really, what could happen? If I would go into the mikvah and jump right out immediately, it would be okay, but that's not going to happen. We all know it's not going to happen. I'm going to sit around and wait. It's the sitting around and waiting in the cool mikvah that becomes a problem, because that subsequent hanos aguf is not misyachas anymore to the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the problem. So what would the din be if you construct the following? I do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah sets into motion al hanos agus, but all those hanos agus are a direct result of that ma'isa mitzvah. There is no stalling, there is no secondary ma'isa. There's one split second of ma'isa mitzvah that taka kicks into action, subsequent hanos agus. What would the din be according to these yesh rishonim? These rashbas, b'rishitas. What would the din be? That would be fine, that's okay. The same way that hanoas agufs that accompany hanoas mitzvah are okay, hanoas agufs that schlep out are also okay, provided that they schlep out in a way that they're always misyachzis to the original ma'isa tevila, the original ma'isa mitzvah. That's okay. I want you now to give me a real life example of something where avada is there's hanoas aguf. There's a real bona fide hanoas aguf. It's lasting la'ilim bo'ed, lasting for many, many happy, healthy years afterwards. But it doesn't have that model of hanging out in the water for too long. Because all subsequent hanoas agufs can be traced back to the original ma'aseh mitzvah. They're a direct result of the original ma'aseh mitzvah. They may outlive the original ma'aseh mitzvah, but they have in their roots, the heart and soul, the original ma'aseh mitzvah. Give me two examples of that. Chalitza. And get. I did one split second by Chalitza. That kicks into motion. The fact she's going to get married in 10 years from now. That wonderful honor of getting married can be traced easily back to that moment of taking off the shoe. Asanos Aguf. Gavot. It's worth a lot of money. It's a tremendous Asanos Aguf to get married. Right. That's okay. But it's traced back to the moment of Chalitza. Or parallel, Sugin Gitin Davchav. She's getting married. In 6 months from now, she's going to be out, going on a date. She's got a lot of enjoyment. She's going to be getting married, engaged. She's going to be married. Yeah, this is going to be great. She's going to have a wonderful, wonderful life. But that can all be traced back to that one get that was written on the cheeseburger 6 months ago. And that's okay. We don't view that hanoah as being a problem because it doesn't matter that it's after. What matters is it can't have its own life. It can't have its own trigger, like in the case of the mikveh. That's the problem. But in the case of both the get and the chalitza, it's not a problem. If that's the case, if these Rishonim are right, the Rashonim are right, then when the Gemara says lo tachlot bo, what does it not mean? It can't mean what? It can't. What can it not mean? It can't mean the Yisrael not like the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rishonim. It can't mean that Ramban's Yesh Mefarshim because there's no Hanoah to worry about. It's Mitzvah Yonos that covers the Hanoah Saguf. It can't mean that. What does it also? Whose sheet can it not buy into also? The Ritva. Because the Ritva said, it really is a problem, but it's a grumma. No. It's not a problem that's a grumma. It's a nothing. It's a mitzvah on the other side. So if what can the Gemara mean by Chalitza, Lotachlos? There are only two options. What the Ritva said, why is the Isser? What is the Isser? A very, very low level Isser. Either because it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah, or what else? It doesn't look right. There's a midrash bottom that says fish. It looks like you'd be near a kinnan. Remember that Ritva? The Ritva says near a kinnan. So Rabbi said we have three approaches in Gedalia at Rishayim. What's our take on the real bona fide hanoah shabbat? The Gemara says that you're taking a shuah v'edizara. Is that a concern of hanoah or not a concern? Tachlis, push comes to shove. Yeah, no. So we know that the Yesh Mefarshim said it's a real concern, and that's the reason for los achlitz. According to the Ritva, it's in theory a concern. But that's not the reason for Losachlo, it's because it's only there for Ramah. And according to what we're suggesting, the Rashba and the Miri, no, I'll tell you a better reason why there's no concern. Because Mitzvah B'Yonos didn't know. Ay, it's a Nasaguf, it's a Nasaguf B'Shasa Mitzvah. Ay, it's not, a Pidin it is. This is not the halach equivalent of the Mayan at all. Assuming the Yesh B'Farshma, assuming that the Rashba is right, the Miri is right, and assuming the secondary Pshat in the Rashba and the Miri are correct. If so, we now have a major Bechlek, as we showed him. Why Losachlo? Tachlis. It was only the Yesh Mefarshim said it's a real bona fide no issue. According to the other Rishonim, it was some watered down version of Mios versus Isidore Bar Nira Kenana. So now, taking everything we know, let's learn Gittin Dav Chav. Let's complete the circle, Rabbi said. Gittin Dav Chav from an Aleph. Shal Chavitam Kaflo Yisrael Al Kosher. Does the Gemara say Mutter? Not clear. Tosa said no. Raman and Tor seem to say yes. No, what do you think? Let's walk it through again. If you hold in Yevamos Kuf Gimel, it's a real, bona fide, absolute Isser Hanoah, Yesh Mefarshim with the Ramban, right? Then who is must be writing Gittin Dav Chav? Tosis. If you hold that, for whatever reason you hold, either because you hold like the Ritva that's on a Derek Rama, or you hold like this Rashba / Meiri that it's covered by Mitzvah Yehudas Nenu, Los Achlots can't mean that Isser Hanoah. What does Los Achlots mean? A very, very watery down Isser. Either Mius LeMitzvah or Nirik Ovid of Edizar. Do those reasons carry over to Gittin or not? What do you think? Those are the popular reasons. Those are probably the emissary reasons.
Yeah,
would Mios the Mitzvah carry over to Get? What do you think? What do you think that would depend on?
This was that it was Vodizara that you're using.
It's a Vodizara, now it's Achi to use it for a mitzvah. What do you think that would depend on? Does get carry over, does Chalitza carry over to get or not? What do you think that ultimately depends upon? Well, how much mitzvah was get, well, was Chalitza in the first place? Remember, we were unclear what Chalitza was. We're going backwards now, back to last week. I told you this sugya never ends. We had a big machlokes. We had a toast in the Daf Samach Vav last week that convinced us that chalitza is a lot. Mitzvah. Which wasn't just a lot. It's a mitzvah. Very shemadon. Honestly, to goodness, very shemadon. The Mishnah would say, you're 95 years old, you're not remarrying, don't waste your time going to base and do chalitza. You don't have to. That's not a mitzvah. It's just a matzah. You don't want to become a terrorist, don't become. Remain be surely unborn. No problem. So, if you hold that chalitza is a mitzvah, so then we can begin to negotiate a tamius lemitzvah. And if that's the correct approach, then the get's got to part ways. Get's very hard to call a mitzvah. You want to call chalitza mitzvah, call it a mitzvah. You want to call get a mitzvah. Doesn't sound that way. You know, you want to carry over the moshel 95 years old, you have a couple. They've been married for 75 years. He's 100, she's 98, and they're not getting old. They want to get divorced. But he's in one old age home, she's another. It's not. But it's a serious mitzvah. He wants to chop that last mitzvah he can get. So he wants to give a get to his wife. Would you say he should do it? Come on. It's a mitzvah. Come on, it'll be a break. It's not a mitzvah to give a get. Chalitza asher. Get is nishke mitzvah. So one could argue that by chalitza it makes sense to say miyus lemitzvah by get. It's not miyus lemitzvah. Can I miyus lemitzvah say by get? Unless you want to argue that the terms of miyus lemitzvah, you don't have to have a real mitzvah. What does miyus lemitzvah mean? It's an embarrassment to what?
Religious.
To religious. To religious. It's an embarrassment to halacha. It's not a miyus lemitzvah. You don't need a mitzvah to be a miyus lemitzvah. It's an embarrassment to halachic. Practice. There's a story about the Chazon Ish that they say the Chazon Ish was once checking the Eruv. Look at the Eruv. And he didn't like that the Lechis were very messy looking. Like they looked like a mess, like ugly. They don't look pretty, they don't look nice. And the Chazon Ish said, you have to fix them. He asked them, Rebbe, are they apostle? Not apostle. And so don't look nice. Rebbe's asthma. So I hit the mitzvah. So I said, but Rebbe, there's no mitzvah to have the poles in the air. It's a cheftishal mitzvah. What? So the Chazon Ish said that this hiddu mitzvah matir most of that. Religion's supposed to look nice. It's supposed to look at the Judaism. It's supposed to be a nice, pleasant, experience. Aesthetically nice. You shouldn't give an ugly guest. You shouldn't give an ugly air. You shouldn't have an ugly man. There's nothing to do with this. Just from an interesting psychological point of view, that I forget which Rav I heard this from once, said that when you build a mikveh, sometimes the mikveh is beautiful, 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 and the kelim mikveh sometimes not so up to par, in terms of 90 kelim, it's smelly, 30, the water didn't change in 20 years. Yeah, it's a terrible thing. Well, it's terrible chinuch, because most children, this is their first introduction to mikvahs. Because they don't see a man's mikveh, a woman's mikveh. They see kelim mikveh. So you don't know what imagery you're planting. The five-year-old girl, she's terrified of the kelim mikveh. That's a terrible thing. So the kelim should be beautiful. She should think it's instead of a man, we should have time to get married. Then it will be a pleasant experience. Interesting psychological insight. So I remember I heard that story once. One of my kids, I don't remember which of my daughters it was. It was back years ago. I once took them to be Tevel Kelim in Erev Pesach. And there were a lot of bees in that area or something. And they were scared. They were so scared. And I remember saying, just stand on the side. No one's the bees not going to sing. Just don't worry about it. Stand next to it. Yeah, sure, they're not going to sting you. They'll stand next to it. I said, just wait 2 minutes after the title of this cake. They were terrified. They were 4 or 5 years old. They were terrified. And I remember they said, I'm never, ever going to go to the mikveh again. This place is terrible. That lush. I remember that story. So I drove home and I went back to the place. What happened? So, is that what the Gemara means when it says what the Rishonim knew and they say most of the mitzvah? It doesn't have to be a formal mitzvah. If that's the case, If chalitza is anyway not a mitzvah, and still it's mostly mitzvah, maybe that carries over to a get. So I'm not sure. What about the other reason of the ritual? It's nirik ha'evid of Zara. It's nirik ha'evid of It's nirik ha'eichel k'nenem basma chalof. It's nirik ha'nenem k'lek ha'am. Nirik ha'nenem me'orla. So I cannot say with absolute certainty that the Gemara's in Yevamos is k'peda of los achlos doesn't carry over to get it. So the fact that Taisa said you can't write again and you're not finished, does that mean daraisa like the Yesh Mefarshim? Does it mean there are abundant meals to mitzvah? And meals to mitzvah means meals of religious experiences? Does it mean, is it there are abundant nirake, nana? I can't say with certainty. I can't say with probably 100% certainty. The Rambam Torah don't buy into any of this. The Rambam Torah, right? Do it, Kaisa Lassi or not. The Rambam never says, Los Asik and Lechatchila. So it must be, according to the Rambam Torah, that it's not a real Isra Noah by the Chalitza Shu, for whatever reason, either because it's Mitzvah Yonestin or because it's the Chorama. So the real Isra Noah is not. There's some very, very watered down Isra Derabbanan there of Mios the Mitzvah, and that Mios Mitzvah probably doesn't spill over to from Chalitza to Gittin. So we have a lot of ways. We just learned one line to Gemara. Shach we tell Pasuk Isra Noah Kosher, but we had to address this Sugya from both from the vantage point of Sister Bechta Shurei, and from the vantage point of, is there an Isra Lechatchila? We realize right away that everything hinges upon those two Gemaras. The only way to learn Daf Chav properly is through the eyes of Asharik of Ches and Yevamos Kaf Gimel. When you put together those two Gemaras and you figure out the 3, 4, 5 different possibilities and nuances in those Sugyas, then you have an intelligent approach to the Sugya. This is easy, right? This is just, everyone chat this, everyone saw in the Gemara, it's right there, just run in front of your eyes, just reading 3 Gemaras.
But the Gemara says Kasha B'dievet, how does the Rambam learn that?
So.
Ram says
Moshe Lechatchila. So who says Kosher B'dievet? Who says Kosher B'dievet? Kosher. That's only B'dievet. Who says Moshe Kosher B'dievet? But by Chalitza, the Rambam quotes Los Achlitz. But by Gittin, Ram says by Chalitza, but it's by Gittin Mutter. The Rambam is by Gittin. Ram says by Chalitza, it's Moshe Lechatchila to be Chalitza. The Gemara says it out loud. The Rambam is by Gittin. Right? That was the Lashon. Where was that Lashon Rambam? Ram says, it was Gavishin, I'll call Kosher, I got to fill you a no. Okay, everyone got it? All right. I said you had another question. I had to push you off because I had to finish the
thought. Yeah.
Finish, great. Even better. Okay, great. Okay, good. Everyone's up in the sugya. We'll stop the next sugya a little bit. Okay. We'll get a little heads up. Anyone started the next sugya? Mind coming a little bit? Yeah. Let's go.